Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. It's happening throughout up to the hour 8. And thank you so much to Johan Els. He's been taking you through something else. I always call it the joyride. Spectrum. It's the joyride, you know. And what a sign of goodwill, you know, when someone who is reading the news congratulating the good work. Johan. Yes, blessings to you, man. And, of course, enjoy yourself. And he's back tomorrow morning. And, of course, we are taking it through. This up to 8 o'clock, Wednesday Live, the name of the show. Let me play a song by someone from here in Mamelodi.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Thapelo Lefipi there. Konke okuhle uyangenzela. He keeps on doing great things. He blesses me so much. A beautiful song indeed. I trust that you've enjoyed it, and we opened with it. And of course, let me welcome Pastor Karabo Mraka. He's here in Pretoria, man. He's here in Pretoria. Greetings to you, Muruti. Welcome, sir.
Yes, thank you for the welcome, and greetings to you. Greetings to everyone in the mighty name of our Lord and our Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach.
I trust you're well. People are on holiday, man. My family is in KZN, Durban.
Ah, that's beautiful. How did they pass that?
They flew over. It's summer there. It's summer. Yeah, over the clouds, it's summer. So they flew over. They didn't have the experience. And it's coming back again, I think, this weekend. Again,
wow.
That weather. Yes, KZN. It's coming back again. There's a cold front. Yeah, there's a cold front that is passing through Cape Town now as we speak. It had started in the morning, actually. And it's going through the Western Cape, Eastern Cape, and then also into KwaZulu. You know, so it's something to be careful about. People should be careful about that. It's happening the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Indeed, my brother.
And I have seen many people, Muruti, yesterday. They were having what do they call it? A cultural festivities. They were having cultural festivities. There was a place where you'd pass by Hunkanama. Hey, Muruti. Honkanama. So people were braying, and someone also was gloating on the social networks and saying it's a day for braying and all that. Mm. And then I was going like, there's so much to learn. Anyway. There's so much to learn. There's so much to learn. Tonight, Pastor Sam is not available. Because he said to me he has been driving from Cape Town. Imagine that, man.
He has got there. Bold. We used to say somebody has got the lever.
Only lever straight. No. I said to him, don't do that. Because it strains the body, you know, it strains the body.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it strains the body. Anyway, so he won't be with us tonight. So he'll join us tomorrow. I mean, it's not tomorrow. He'll join us next week. He'll join us next week. Yeah.
We ask the Father to have his hand of protection over them.
Yeah, yeah. They've already come back, but tired, he says.
Yeah.
Yeah, he says he's tired.
No, it's tiring.
Very much, very much. I once did that. I remember as a young lad, you know, employed by the SABC, and they trust you with these fast cars, you know. And I was going to do a story in Cape Town on a weekend. So I said, okay, let's take the caravel. You know, we went with the crew on this. We saw the sunrise and we saw the sunset.
Yeah,
and I said to myself, "This is not natural."
Hey,
no.
If we drive, we always break it up.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to break it up. Sleep somewhere. Go to the Free State. Sleep there, and then go to the Northern Cape. Sleep there somewhere, and stuff. But going straight,
it's tough.
Next. Tough. I told him, I said, anyway, we are talking about the duties of the church to the communities and the nation. Muruti, I've been looking at social media, and I'm not much on Facebook, you know, and the people who manage my Facebook, they would put those things that I would say, okay, put this one. But I'm not much on Facebook where you'd find me making comments and all those kinds of things and stuff. It's very rare. To such an extent, someone has said, hey, when I tagged you and you don't say a thing. And I said, I don't know a thing, you know. So they are gatekeepers. They are those who are gatekeepers, and sometimes they gatekeep even the right stuff because of their lack of experience. But hey, but what I have come across on the social networks, let alone Facebook, because I've seen how pastors are and those who are ministers or those who call themselves bishop, doctors, and all that. And now we also have professors that are coming in as pastors. And then they are bare bakunupana ka noha iphela muruti. They are throwing living snakes on each other. You know, they hurl insults on each other. And then I went on to look on TikTok. I went on to look because I have a big account there. I went on to look, and then I saw these live, there are live posts there. And there are pastors who are live on air there who tell people that, look, tell me whatever it is. Tell me your name, your situation. Tell me your age, your gender. I will prophesy. And there is a perception that is created of the church, that the church has not fared quite away from being fortune tellers, because people go to these pastors to want to hear about their fortunes, so they are fortune tellers in a way. And the notion of the obligations to the community and the brotherhood that we need to build and cement amongst the citizenship is something that we don't see much of the times. And we see all these bickerings, claspings, these twisted words and interpretations, and all forms of insults hurled to and fro, and arguments on elementary things and all that. We hear those kinds of things. It's very rare. I don't know. I haven't searched Facebook that much, but it's very rare. Intentionally, Facebook, I had to stop searching it because it had become Do you know the newspaper called Daily Sun? You know, yeah, it's just like that. So you open up and then it's people talking about people, scandals and all those things and stuff. So I said, okay, no, that's not my kind of cake.
Yeah.
Now, the aspect of the duty of the church in the South Africa that we are in, and then we see there is quite a tension that is brewing amongst the races. And as the church, there is a role that we need to play, and that is to exhibit the brotherhood of men.
Yeah.
In Proverbs chapter 22, verses 2, the rich and the poor have this in common. The Elohim is the maker of them all.
Hey.
And this is a duty of believers, the duty of the church, to actually show the people that, look, you are becoming polarized. And this is what political gamers want. But as the men, the common men with the common father, you need to understand that to a great extent you are in the brotherhood because you have the same father. His name is Yahuwah Elohim.
Yeah.
And it is something that is being overlooked as the duty, the social duty of the church. It is the social duty of the church. We have an obligation to the community and also to speak and to emphasize the brotherhood of men. That is something we cannot run away from. Now, we also see amongst many things, Murutuaka, we see also that even the churches have become more like radio stations. They become affiliated to the people, the particular philosophies that fund them. And the church is supposed not to be bought by either. And the church is supposed to bring forth the truth with regards to men. Proverbs 22 verses 2, it says this: the rich and the poor have this in common. The Elohim is the maker of them all. Amos chapter 1 verse 9, it says, thus says the Elohim, for three transgressions of Tyre, and for four I will not turn away its punishment, because they delivered up. They have delivered up the whole captivity to Edom, and did not remember the covenant of brotherhood. Now, if, for instance, Karabo Mraka does an event, and we say we are all going to the Free State, you're going to pray as men. And then there are those who say, but Karabo doesn't look like us, we don't go there. If that worm, what's the worm's name, Muruti?
Angus.
If Angus Buchanan says, we are going to the Northern Cape, to Knysna, and we are going to hold a vigil, and people like Ray go like, it doesn't look like us, we are not going there. Yet we say we have the same father. We say we have the same brotherhood. And it's a bit of a problem because the church is not doing anything at all. Okay, let me say, those who claim to be believers, because if I say the church, then I'm indicting Christ. But those who say they are believers, the churches of the saints, the synagogues and the denominations, are not doing anything, Rudy, much. If they are, it's quite little. Okay. I sat down one time and tried to listen to one guy whom I have known ever since we were young. And I used to minister to him in Tembisa, and I said, you know, there's something that you need to stay on. It's called discipleship. You can't move away from discipleship. I mean, If you tune in Karabo Moraka on Facebook, what he teaches is discipleship. You can't move away from that as a servant of the Most High or as someone who is a preacher. And then somehow I think, you know, people become full of themselves and people become confident and people move on with their theology. And they have massive ministries.
Yeah.
And when they get on stage and talk, you can see the gap. They don't see this thing that we are talking about. They see their group of 8,000 people. And someone says, I'm a pastor in my church, 21,000 people. You know how many people we have here in South Africa. And you talk about 21,000 people as if that makes 1% of a city. You know, that's a very big problem that we are facing today. We are somewhat camouflaged into thinking that the numbers we have are big and great. And sometimes someone says, oh, look at us. We are more than 3,000. We are more than 4,000. Yeah, for 17 years, we've been pushing here. We are more than 4,000, 5,000, 7,000, 8,000. For 17 years. There is something wrong. Exactly. One is building their own nest. That's why it takes so long. And the Father wants to speak about the brotherhood of men. And the church, we as the church, we are supposed to do that. To speak about the brotherhood of men. And now you'd see people in the extreme peripheries of the societal relations are waging war against each other. You will hear there will be someone murdering someone there. You will hear there will be others murdering others there. You will hear there will be an elderly couple being killed somewhere in a farm. You will hear there will be a little girl run over by a van. You will hear there will... All these things are indicators of the tensions that are in the land. And we are supposed to talk about the brotherhood of men. And it is something that we are overlooking. Malachi 2:10. Have we not all one Father? Has not one Elohim created us? Why do we deal treacherously with one another by profaning the covenant of the fathers? Malachi 2, verses 10. We have that duty to show people that we have the common Father. And that is not the end of it. We also have to show spiritual kinship. That we are also spiritual kinsmen. We are related. Mark chapter 3 verses 34 says, and he looked around in a circle at those who sat about him and said, here are my mother and my brothers. I wonder if believers can do that, Muruti. If they can turn around and say, here are my mothers and my brothers.
Yeah.
Because we are all wearing t-shirts that are saying some slogans that are so bad about another race. And we have overlooked the commission of the Father. We are supposed to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. It's our duty. We are neglecting that. We have a blood relationship. We must speak about that. No one is speaking about that. The last time I heard anyone speaking about this, it was Dr. Miles Monroe many, many, many moons ago. Here at Hatfield. Now, Acts chapter 17:26 says, and he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings. From one blood he has made us. And we let people even preach on our pulpits hatred towards other people. Anyway, we are touching on that. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The duties of the church, even today.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of Life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
There is radio and radio, and then there's 657 AM. Can you hear the difference?
You must. You must hear the difference. Muruti, let me bring this to you. The duties of the church. I know many people would say this is a vast topic and you are focusing on this aspect, but this is a challenge we are facing in the nation.
Yeah. My brother,
sir,
that passage which you read in Acts, it's a very powerful passage. It is saying from one blood, from one human being, we all have been made by God.
Yes.
And He has determined our season. He has also determined our boundary.
Yeah.
Very, very, very important. Because what it really means is the fact that in this season that we are, we have a nation which some would say it's a rainbow nation. And I do understand human beings are trying to paint something, are trying to say we all belong together even though we are divided. In this very season, what that scripture is telling us, this is by the design of the Elohim that we should be in this season where now even our government, they call themselves the government of national unity, trying to cover everybody. And the boundaries that we are having, which we call the South African boundaries, are actually determined by the Elohim. And He is saying there is a reason for that. The reason is not that South Africa should be a nation that is pompous and well-known. The reason is in verse 27, so that they should seek Adonai in the hope that they might, by groping, touch Him and find Him, though He is not far from each one of us. For in Him we live and we move and we have our being.
Yes, sir.
Now, who is going to make them realize this? It is the church. You see, number one, it talks about us coming from one human being. Who is that human being? Adam.
Yeah.
When He created Adam, and even what you read in Malachi chapter 2, it talks just about that we emanate from one, and it is the design of the Father so that we should have one Father, the one we call Father.
Yes.
Because He has given the Spirit. He breathed into Adam, and Adam became a living soul. And out of Adam, by taking out a rib, He formulated Eve. And then he said they should multiply. What we know is that when they sin, and that sinning is what caused problem. Because the next thing in chapter 4 of Genesis, we realize that here are two brothers. They are supposed to act out their worship.
Mm.
And when they do that, the one who is wrong and is actually shown by the Elohim that is wrong becomes upset with his brother that his brother has done the right thing.
Mm.
And the Elohim warns him and says, why are you upset? If you were doing right, you wouldn't have been, no fault would have been found with you. But isn't it that a fault has been found because you didn't do the correct thing?
Yeah.
And then he warned him that sin is crouching outside of you, you know, like an animal, like a predator crouches, and it wants to come in and take hold of you. And he did not listen to the warning. He opened up for sin to leap into him and become the boss. Why? Because he killed his brother. And ever since then, we see this pattern that in human beings, there is no seeking of unity, being one, being at peace with one another. Rather, it is always wars, battles, conflicts.
Mm.
But because the Elohim loved us so much, he knew that we would come to that.
Mm.
We already had a plan. And his plan was that Elohim would become flesh. He would become a human being and come and live amongst us, demonstrating this duty. Because wherever Yeshua was, those who had a deep need in their hearts felt drawn towards him. That's why sinners, tax collectors, and all sorts of people who recognize their own need would always be around him. What were they seeking? They were seeking God.
Mm.
They were groping that if maybe they could touch him, they have touched God.
Mm.
They could find solutions to the things that are troubling them. But the Elohim's plan was not just one human being should be like that, but that he should produce many human beings who would actually bring this solution to their brethren. He was so focused on bringing this solution that even when his own brothers rejected him and pressed to find fault with him until they had judged him worthy of execution, he did not fight it. He yielded to that. And his first call out to Abba on that cross was, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Those who had condemned him to death, even those who were executing him, because it was two types. It was the Jews, the religious, and the ordinary sons of Israel who had declared that he should be crucified. And then you had the occupying force, those who did not go by the Torah, the Romans executing him Now, it means all of humanity was encapsulated there, that we were, instead of accepting the solution, we were rejecting the solution of Yudhavave. Mm. However, he had said anyone that would put his trust on this man would be changed.
Mm.
And even the one who was hanging on the cross with him, when he put his trust on him, he was changed. Mm. And after his resurrection, many were changed now to become witnesses to this, to carry this message. And not just words, but actually a lifestyle. And when we read the book of Acts, we are seeing that, exactly that. Men who were cowards were prepared to die for the name of Yudhavate, because they understood that this cause is greater than themselves. It is Yudhavate's plan to reconcile human beings to himself and to themselves and to all of nature in a fresh way.
Hmm.
And what did he do? He said, we must go and carry this message to the nations, discipling them.
Hmm.
My brother, there is a psalm we say, behold how good and how pleasant it is. Hmm. When brethren dwell together in unity
and harmony.
Yes, that harmony. This is the message which we are supposed to bring, that we can't cause ourselves to dwell together in unity because there is something inherently wrong with us.
Mm.
But when we have accepted the correcting ability of Yudhavave in putting our trust on his son, when we have accepted that, we turn around and become those that now put this into practice. How? By sharing the message of liberation, number one. Number two, by living that message amongst ourselves who have accepted the message. Number three, by reaching out to those who have not yet accepted the message and demonstrate to them in our everyday care, compassion, pitying, the very love, unconditional, self-inconvenience, sacrificial love, extending it to those who do not know Yeshua HaMashiach, that it should help shake them out of the prison where they are held hostage by sin, darkness, and Satan.
Mm.
Now, if we are doing that, we wouldn't be concerned about buildings.
Mm.
Trying to make buildings look nice, because that is not what we are called. What we are called to is to build communities, to build nations in the image of HaMashiach.
Mm.
Not putting our own images on billboards and dressed nicely and well and making that the focus of our calling. Our calling is in the manner that we conduct ourselves towards one another as those in the house of faith across the different groupings that we find ourselves. And those groupings are not because Christ is divided, are just groupings of convenience that we are a number of people that are fellowshipping, sharing together. Now, if we are 21,000, how do we How do we fellowship together? How do we share together? Except it becomes like an entertainment center. When you find thousands upon thousands, it's where they come to watch something, a game, and they are entertained and they are happy they go home. And where you find enough groupings that care for one another as individuals within that manageable grouping, the agape love can be shown. And across these groupings, when we realize that the groupings, as I said, are just for convenience, but we are one. Those that are outside of Christ will indeed come to notice the truth of what we are living. Matthew chapter 5, that's what he said. He said, he has made us, you quoted a part of it earlier on. He has made us the light of the world. Why? Because the world is in darkness. And he has made us the salt of the earth. Why? Because the earth is decaying. The salt should arrest the decay. And he says our light should shine forth. How? Through the works, the fine and good works that we do. That when we do these good works, which are the fruit of the Spirit, and the fine works, which are works that help other human beings, people will recognize it's not them, it's the Father.
Yeah.
And they will glorify the Father. That's why I'm not trying to be, sarcastic when I say, we are not called for putting our images on billboards or for us to decorate buildings and chairs and all those things. I'm not trying to be... What I'm saying is if the things that we are supposed to do are the ones which are actually going to give the image of the one that we are representing, not our image. They will give the image of the one we are representing. And those who see, they will indeed acknowledge there is God amongst these people.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Because the word of God tells us, a fool says in his heart, there is no God.
Hey.
And for that fool to change their mind that there is a God, it's when they see those who are full of this God just living as led by the Spirit and the Word of God, and therefore presenting Him effortlessly and not presenting themselves. I want to close by saying this, my brother. This introduction, I want to close it by giving, I have a personal experience of someone that had said, I am an atheist. Karabo, I hear you, it's okay, you are believing me, I don't believe. One day I was shocked when that person said, first thing in the morning when I met that person said, Karabo, there is a God. There is a God. You know why? Because something that person didn't believe can happen. I had told her that, look, we can't change it, but I trust God, and I will be praying, and I know He will deal with this situation. We can't defeat it. We as human beings, we can't defeat it. And I had left her that way. And she's the one who saw the miracle of that thing being solved. And when she met me the first thing in the morning, she said, Karabo, I believe there is a God. Not the preaching, but the works of God. He Himself showing Himself to God wants people who are in darkness to see this light. The light is Yeshua Mashiach. He said, as long as I am in the earth, I am the light of this world.
Yeah. Sure. I hear you quite well. If you just joined us, we are talking about the duties of the church to the community, social responsibilities of the church. What are they even all about? Do we know about this? What does the word say with regards to this? You can send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Drop us a voice note there. Otherwise, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say about this very aspect, the duties of the church, what they are even all about.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
All right, send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729, and talk to us directly there. What do you think the duty of the church is today? Looking at South Africa, what is the duty of the church, and are we doing exactly that?
For real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Right. Here's another duty. Romans chapter 14, verses 3. It says, therefore, let us not judge one another anymore, but rather resolve this, not to put a stumbling block or cause to fall in our brother's ways. And today it looks like when another church closes down and the pastor there runs away from the country and stuff, others are very happy because they're going to gain memberships into their churches. On the other side, the pastor runs away to the United States with 90 million rands of the people and leaves the building, and the building is it's in his name, and he orders no one should be in the church there. And people are happy because they will be getting those thousands of people to come and fellowship with them. Another one on the other side has been kicked out of the church or forced to resign because of some illicit deeds that he did long ago. I'm not justifying. Because of the large crowds, others are very happy. And you'd see, I'm talking about these kinds of judgments that are not from the Father. We are to judge, and that is according to the word. But these are the judgments that cause stumbling blocks. In most cases, these are condemnations instead of judgments. And we see these things even amongst ourselves. We put so much condemnations against one another. And this has created stumbling blocks for many people to even say, I want to become part of the body of believers. It looks like they have serious problems than ourselves. It's a big problem. Now, the very aspect of us being the children of the Most High, we need to remove all the stumbling blocks. We need to remove all the stumbling blocks. And that does not mean to compromise the gospel. The gospel is the judgment in itself. It is the judgment of the Most High. It's the law of the Most High. We have to remove the condemnations that we have put in the pretense of us as if we are practicing the word. Whereas it's just a denominational competition. When you look into this, you see, I'm looking also at 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 13. It says, therefore, if food makes my brother stumble, I will never again eat it, lest I make my brother stumble. And this is because of the brotherly love, brotherly kindness, and courtesy of respect, knowing that, you know, if I do a particular thing, itlowisa mpolehodi. So I don't need to do that because hempo andibelit, he might stumble. And I think we have taken a strategy of doing things that would make others to stumble. We see that. We see that. And I don't know if we are aware of the cycle that goes over and over again. I don't know if we are ever going to grow tired of it. Each and every 5 to 7 years has a church or churches that are prominent, and after that they are broken down with scandals, others come. And the more others come, they come with a deteriorated form. The format becomes worse and worse and worse and worse. That's what we see. We also have social duties of visiting the sick, the sympathy towards the sick, social duties towards those who are known as strangers. We have responsibilities towards helping people to deal with what they regard as enemies. It's written in the Word. And as neighbors, we have social duties towards our neighbors. Exodus chapter 20, verse 17, you shall not covet your neighbor's house, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's. Today, Murutu konotsela muputeho mosadi, amonyale, amuetse wahai. Today, we see that amongst us. And how are people going to actually say, hey, I want to be a believer? They go like, I'm not going there. You know? Exodus 22, verses 8, if the thief is not found, then the master of the house shall be brought to the judges to see whether he has put his hand into his neighbor's goods. We should never put our hands on our neighbor's goods. There's too much stealing in the country. Eis brake, you know, house breakings. About 80 to 85% of the people we interact with will testify to this. They have been robbed once or twice in their lives, at their homes or even in town. These things are happening. And we are supposed to put an end. The Father has given us the power to undo these things. And when we are seated, these things will continue to grow and grow until they become monsters that the nation cannot defeat. Leviticus 19, verses 18, you shall not take vengeance nor bear any grudge against the children of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Elohim. The hatred that we have race to race, and the manner in which we even hate families of each other. You can see, sometimes you can see, man, I have friends who say, hey, Ray, I was seated at the braai, and the things that we have been told about you, about you people, not me like, personal, but you people at the bride. And I can say, yes, it did, man. And the things that people are saying at the stadiums about you people. And it looks like we are overstepping, we are transgressing the laws of the Most High, both of us. Because we take vengeance and bear grudges against each other and even against our own children. Yet the word says you shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. Muruti, what comes to mind there? Sure.
Yeah. A lot. Right now, as we are talking, we have a generation. A generation that comes after our generation. Mm. This generation is consumed by addictive stuff.
Yeah.
It's scary. It is scary. It does not matter. They come from rich families or they come from poor families. Those who come from rich families, they get into these things as a game, as playing around with. Those that come from poor families get into these things because of seeking for life, trying to find ways of living, and then the enemy has set up these traps. And we are unable to reach them because it's almost like we lived past them, we could not be bothered. We, our generation, is busy with its own thing. We live as not realizing that one, our ways matter. Our actions even matter more. And all those come from how we think. So, if we are born from above, if we are begotten from above, there is a major change which has happened within us. And the word of God tells us how to live so that that which has changed in the center where our thoughts are generated should be pumped up so that our words will be different ways, will be words that come from the Father himself, will be, and the actions that we will be carrying out will be demonstrating his nature. That is why when we say we are the light of the world, we talk this kind of thing, that we have been changed from inside. Inside is no more darkness, it's light. And our thoughts should be according to the light, which is the fruit of the Spirit. And therefore, if we are staying, abiding in the word of Christ, and allowing his Spirit to guide our steps daily, our words are going to be different. Our actions are going to be different. Let me go to Romans chapter 14. And I'm not going to read it, but I am challenging every one of us to read it, my brother. You spoke about it. Yeah. It speaks. Do you know how many arguments we have in the churches? One church against another, one denomination against another, pertaining to what has already been covered in Romans chapter 18. I mean, Romans chapter 40. People are fighting over days. People are fighting over food.
Yes.
People are judging one brother against another. And yet, that chapter says to me, even something which I approve of, if it is going to cause the ray to stumble, I must be prepared to give it up.
Mm.
Now, that is not a law. That is a producing the righteous acts of the law. From love. Because you see, when you're reading the books of the in the books of the law, you are told, don't do this, don't do that, or that. Now this one says, do something that is actually inconveniencing you because you love. With the love that is the love of God.
Yes.
And if we say we are born again, that is what we have been enjoined to do. But these things, my brother, I'm sad to say it, to admit it, to acknowledge it, these things are not being taught. And in teaching, it's not to hammer people with it, but it's for us to look at them, discuss them, and prayerfully seek the wisdom from God to unravel what we may not be understanding about them, so that as a grouping, we can come to an understanding and start practicing the things which the Holy Spirit has said to us we must practice as those that are born again. You see, once we do that, there will be a dynamic change in our relations as those of the faith. You know, the fact that somebody prays in tongues, another one doesn't pray in tongues, it will not be important. It will not separate us.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.